If you need me closer, I'm still here. Don't waste time, darling, hold me near. Words might fail where touch makes clear. Don't fear tomorrow, it's coming slow. Just hold me, darling, and let me go. I don't wanna be afraid that when you ask me to stay, you feel I've pushed you aside. My love can cross the divide. Wish you'd believe me, you can stand on your own. You need a moment to breathe. Love grows in spaces between. Let's just remember the part, my love. Please just be here with me now. And if you need me closer, I'm still here. Don't waste time, darling, hold me near. Words might fail where touch makes clear. Don't fear tomorrow, it's coming slow. Just hold me, darling, let me go. Because there's a thing that happens when two people decide they don't need to reassure. Something so simple and pure. It seems to me we have this moment in time. Why are we talking it through? I wonder how much can the talking do. And I don't wanna hear a sound. Just remember the part, my love. Let's just remember the part, my love. Oh, let's just remember the part, my love. Please just be here with me now. And if you need me closer, I'm still here. Don't waste time, darling, hold me near. Words might fail where touch makes clear. Don't fear tomorrow, it's coming slow. Just hold me, darling, let me go. Just hold me, darling, then let me go.
You also very recently released a powerful and quite heartbreaking video for your song, Let Me Go. Can you tell me about that song?
Of course. So Let Me Go was one of the hardest songs to write, for sure. I wrote this song with a very talented Canadian musician named Dan Mangan. And when I walked into the studio that day to luckily write that song with Dan, I was my grandfather suffers with Alzheimer's, and I was kind of watching my family struggle with that journey. And I just kind of wanted to write a song to remind myself and to remind some of my loved ones that we have to appreciate the time that we have right now, because there's no time like today. And if we spend today worrying about tomorrow, it's going to ruin the potential wonderful memories that we could be making today. So I kind of wanted just to highlight and remind myself to appreciate the now and not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow's coming anyways, but I wanted to make as many memories as I could.
When do you personally feel most in your element? When you're writing, recording, or performing on a stage?
Oh gosh, that's a great question. I love absolutely everything about every aspect that I do. It's hard to top being on stage and feeling like I've just given the best performance that I could have. I like to think that I'm my own worst critic. So rarely will I feel like I've given a perfect performance. But when I get to, go up on stage and sing, and people are singing along, and I get to see that, like in real time, that my music has connected with people and that they're connecting with me, and then I get to go, talk to people after the show and meet them, give them big hugs. I think that real time of me actually performing and seeing that it's resonating, is definitely the highlight for sure.
I'm sure there have been many, but can you tell me about one show that stands out in your mind as a truly memorable one?
I think that my first headlining show in Toronto at the Drake, which was in November this year, I think that was a real moment for me to realize that I was in a town that wasn't my hometown. I was at the top of that bill, and people that I didn't know were coming out to see me perform. I think that was really exciting for me. It kind of showed me that there was promise, and some of the work that I've been putting in is paying off. I'm really optimistic about a show that I have coming up in Vancouver, which is my hometown, at the end of May, on May 24th, at the Rio. And I think that I'm really excited about that. It's going to be my first big headlining show in my hometown, and just so I can kind of celebrate with my loved ones, friends and family, and also some people that I haven't met in Vancouver. I'm really excited for that one to celebrate.
Your music's had millions of spins on Spotify and has charted both in Canada and the US. You've garnered amazing reviews for your new album, and you've been signed by 604 Records and have had the chance to write with some great artists. Which of your musical accomplishments makes you the most proud?
Oh wow. There have been many highlights this year that have been amazing. I think the biggest highlight of my career so far was definitely signing with 604 Records. It's every artist's dream to be working under a record label and to have a team that believes in you and supports you. So that relationship has been something that I wouldn't trade for anything. And then as of recently, with this album release, I really wanted to chart in the US. And it was a goal that I've kind of set up for the last few months that I didn't necessarily know would be attainable or not. But my fans and supporters that I've, built throughout this year, have been so amazing and so supportive, and have become such amazing friends. And they really rallied together, and we got it charting in the United States, which is absolutely amazing for me.
Have you ever had a song come to you almost fully formed so that it felt like it was almost dropping from the sky?
So my first single from this album, Tell Me Smooth, when I first had my meeting with Jonathan, the head of 604 Records, I had a bunch of demos that I was going to plan on making to pitch to him ultimately to sign me. I felt like they were the best songs ever. I'd written them and worked with them for 5 months. And as I was leaving that meeting, he said, "Oh, bring me songs that are going to change your life." And I went home that night, and in 20 minutes, I wrote Tell Me Smooth, just humming around my bathroom. It just really lit a fire under my butt. And I think that I went home so motivated that evening, and was humming around, and it came to me in that moment. It was a very surreal situation, but I'm very appreciative that that happened.
I'll take us out with that song in just a moment, but first, you mentioned the show coming up in Vancouver. What else is on the horizon for you over the next few months?
I mean, there, I have been making new music for the last 6 months. We have a bunch of fun summer shows across Canada. Definitely this Vancouver headlining show. I have a headlining show in Toronto at the end of April. In May, I'm going to be opening up for Magic in Manitoba. And then we have some other shows that haven't been announced yet. So I'll definitely be heading across this amazing country and meeting people performing, which is going to be awesome. And a bunch of new music on the way too. I've definitely been developing and growing and changing up my sound in a really fun way. So I'm really excited to get that out there as well.
Do you have a website or other social media page we can go to keep track of those tour dates and new releases?
Totally. So MatthewVMusic.com is my website, but I'm so active on social media. So MatthewVMusic on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Matthew has one T. That's always a bit of a confusion there. But MatthewVMusic across all social media. If anyone wants to say hi, I'll definitely hop into a conversation with them as well.
And I noticed and picked up one for myself that you are selling signed CDs and vinyl on your website, so everyone can make sure to check that out as well.
Oh, thank you so much. Yes, we are. That is amazing. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
My pleasure. Thank you. Thank you.
Pack your things and you'd be